What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson, back with you again with another episode of Gym Talk. Today, man, we're going to talk about changing it up, doing some things outside of your norm. Are you the type of person that love to get up and take the same basic route to work, or are you the type of person that like to look at things and say, you know what, this is the way I do my thing. I got to get up. My clothes is already done. I'm already knowing what I'm going to eat. You're probably the type of person that stop at Tim Hortons every day for a cup of coffee. Sometimes it's good to change it up, to get outside of your norm, switch things around, not being predictable, you know, because once you're predictable, you know, you have nothing forward to look. You have nothing to look forward to on a regular. That's what I'm trying to say. So you want to kind of change things up, man. Get yourself something to look forward to. Get yourself something to have more of a challenge to every day. Because, you know, staying the same, let me use myself for example. Staying the same for me is not good. Like, if I get out the bed, I switch it up. Normally I like to make my breakfast last. Like today, you know, I made my breakfast first, got that out the way, got my shower in, got my clothes and stuff ready, got to work. Now, I'm just using these, the whole work and getting up in the morning as just an illustration of whatnot. But if you're the type of person, let me put this back in gym perspective. You get in that gym, switch up your workout routine. You know, it's never good to go in there for a long period of time and just do the same basic routine every single day. You know, let's use chess. If you're the type of person that like to do chess and, you know, you're like, okay, I'm about to start out with flat bench. Then I'm going to go to incline. I'm going to go from incline to decline. And then I'm going to do some butterflies. Then I'm going to do some push-ups and some cable crossovers. And you're doing that every week. Let's say Mondays is your chest day, and you're doing that every Monday. Your chest can only see so much development when you do that same routine. It's going to develop, but it's only going to see so much development, and then it's going to plateau. So it's good to change it up. So that's why I'm using life situations, getting up in the morning or going to work or exercising your mind. You have to change the way you think every day too, your thought process, to switch it up. Your brain can only grow so much if you, it can only develop enough information if you're only feeding it a certain amount of information every day. Or if you're like, okay, I'm going to read the newspaper. If all you're doing is reading about the same old politics, it's only going to be stagnated at that point. So when you try to make a valid point, it's really not going to go anywhere. So you got to be able to feed our, you know, all of us, including myself, we got to be able to feed our brain different thoughts. Not only different thoughts, different information. We go to the gym, we definitely got to switch up our training regimen. You can't do the same thing, same leg routine, same shoulder routine, and talking about I'm not seeing any development. You're not seeing any development. You're only going to see as much as you're going to see by doing the same damn thing. So we got to be able to switch things up, and you got to be able to see things differently. Look at things differently so you can switch things up in your life. That's the only way I believe that change is going to come. When you see things a certain way, it's only going to be a certain way to you. You look at it negatively, it's only going to be negative. If you look at it and say, yeah, but that can be, you know, this negative thing can be actually a test for me to get to the next level of where I'm trying to go. It's a good switch. That's a good change up right there. Because if you only look at it for what it is, you're going to say, oh, you know, I'm out. You know. So you got to be able to switch that stuff up. You got to be able to change these things up. Change up your clothes. If you're the type of person that like to dress a certain way, you know, you'll be amazed how happier you be and how much of a better mood you are in when you switch up your clothes. It's simple stuff, man. You know, you want to be a little happier in life? Change it up. You want to smile a lot more in life? Change it up. You want to be a more positive person in life? Change it up. You cannot sit up here and think the same, talk the same. you went from 39 to 40 years old, and at 40 years old, you're still the same as you was at 39. You got to switch it up. You got to change it up, man. You know, and ladies, we can't wear the same hairdo. You know, we got to get outside of that. We got to, you know, fellas, you wearing a beard, man. I got to say this for the fellas. You've been wearing the beard for a long time now. Give yourself a break. Cut that shit off and go with a goatee, please. A mustache, man. You know, go with the Burt Reynolds or something. Get that Burt Reynolds going. Get that that Will Smith goatee, man. You know, switch it up. We can't look the same, dress the same, act the same, talk the same. The older we get in life, gotta switch it up. Get what I'm saying? Go to the gym, switch it up. You get up every day in the morning, switch it up. If you're married, definitely if you're married or in a relationship, switch it up. You know, I'm not blessed to have that significant other right now, but hey, you got to switch it up. There's some things I'm switching it up right now so I can get that. So, you know, you're in a relationship, you come home from work. Hey, how you doing? All right. You know, flop down and watch the game. Switch that up. Come home. Hug on her. Kiss on her. Hey, don't worry about it. I got dinner today. You get what I'm saying? Switch it up. Put some spice in there. You know, I'm all over the topic today. It's all about changing it up. It's all about changing it up. Don't worry. I'm getting to the meat and potatoes of this. I'm not falling off. You know, I know you guys like, he's all over the place with this, but it makes sense though. Your relationships, you switch that up, change it up, spice it up. You know, work. You go to work, switch it up how you start work off. You go in the job and you kind of like nonchalant, don't really say anything. Go in there tomorrow, smile and talk with everybody. Switch it up. You know, you engage with your kids a certain way, switch it up. So, that's today's topic. I got interrupted by my phone, but ain't that something? Anyway. You're switching it up. Sorry for the interruption. But it's your boy JT Thompson. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. I look forward to chatting with y'all, man. Holla back.